"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. John Hopkins University has updated its glossary, its LGBTQ glossary. It's got new inclusive language. Lesbians are no longer referred to as lesbians. They have a new name, a new phrase. This is serious. I'm not making this up. Lesbians are now known as non-men attracted to non-men.
Well, that's a little awkward.
Yeah.
Can you come up with an acronym there to make that to simpler? NMA?
Here's the actual definition. Word lesbian, defined as a non-man attracted to non-men. While past definitions referred to lesbian as a woman who is emotionally, romantically, or sexually attracted to other women, this updated definition includes non-binary people who may also identify with the label.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So you have men, women, and then non-men. I don't see people walking around describing themselves as non-men.
I think this is a fringe element that'll go out there with Latinx, which died on the vine, but don't you think?
Johns Hopkins! That's one of the greatest medical research universities in the world.
Is it a particular department of Johns Hopkins that is issuing this, or the whole university or school?
Let me see
medical
here.
Institution.
They've removed the glossary.
Oh.
It was under the section called Diversity and Inclusion, Gender and Sexuality Resources, the LGBTQ glossary. Oh. And it's now been taken down. Apparently, it did not go over. It was approved by Paula Neera, the program director of LGBTQ plus equity in education. It's a transgender woman. All right, that's a man who's become a woman. Works in the university's Office of Diversity, Inclusion, and Health Equity and chairs its Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Work Group. Oh, my good. My goodness. That's a lot of words. Anyway, okay. So non-men are back to being called lesbians. That only lasted a day.
We're now going to check in on Mayor Bassetti, who reappeared today after her bout with COVID-19, John. To update us on the Inside Safe program to get the homeless off the streets. Blake Trolley, KFI News, did cover this event.
Blake, pretty stunning that the mayor survived COVID, huh? I'm sure everyone was shocked to see her walking upright.
One thing that Ken pointed out, I heard before the break, that's true, is that they did put a huge number out. And then when you start, you know, reading between the lines on that number, it gets a lot more sobering. Today, the mayor gave this update, guys, on the response to homelessness. This was not just Inside Safe. This was actually a slew of different programs. So far, first 6 months of Bass's administration, 14,381 people have been housed through different measures. But out of those people housed, 1,344 have been moved into permanent housing, leaving the vast majority of people placed into temporary housing. And we'll get into this in a minute. There's not a whole lot of data on how many people are moved into this temporary housing, stay in that temporary housing until they're placed into permanent housing. The mayor's Inside Safe program, that was part of the update today, that's a form of temporary housing, has housed 1,323 people out of 19 encampments. That program is estimated to cost nearly $40 million by the end of June. The mayor touted her red tape cutting. As you remember, that was one of her initiatives. She says she's cut the approval process for housing down to 37 days from 6 months. She says nearly 1,500 units have been approved and 145 projects are in an expedited design and construction phase. RVs were brought up today. The mayor says she plans to ask the city council to establish a task force specifically to deal with RVs. Force.
Well, that'll take care of the problem. I do not believe 14,000 people were taken off the streets. That's a load of hooli. That would be a third of all the homeless people on the streets.
That's, if you believe the 42,000,
that's,
right.
Yeah, that's complete nonsense.
Well, and that was my point, John, when I had asked how many people are staying in interim housing. Because when you tout numbers like that, when you say 14,000 people, as you just mentioned, that is a huge chunk out of the homeless population that she campaigned on combating. If they're not staying in permanent supportive housing, then you really haven't dealt with the issue.
Well, and
that was a number that we were looking for today. But we were told, here, I'll go straight to this soundbite. This is me and Mercedes Marquez. This is the mayor's. She's a housing official within the mayor's office. And I'd ask that question because I think taxpayers want to know how many people are staying off the streets.
What he said, because I have been to camps before where people go to the motel. In one case, I saw a guy who came right back to the camp. How many people are you putting in interim housing and are then leaving that interim housing before being placed into permanent supportive housing?
That is the set of data that this gentleman is also referring to.
What?
The issue of exits, no matter for what reason, is the hardest core data nationally to receive because you often don't know. Some people just leave before you can ask them. The next day, they're gone. They come back. So the issue is understanding what the rhythm is. How do we count them? How do we keep track of them? It is. Well, I have spoken to experts across the country.
Experts.
And this seems to be the confounding type of documentation across the country in very well-established programs.
But I think we can say there's not been one motel where there's been mass exits.
So there's Bass touching at the end there, but I think that's the big question a lot of people want to know. How many people are staying off the streets?
Wait a second. Either they're in there at night or they're not. But this is not difficult to get the data. Just count and see if there's a body in that bed.
Not to mention, she's saying she's talked to people across the country. And one of my questions is, how well funded are those homeless programs compared to LA? LA's got a lot of money at this. So to say, you know, to compare us to other parts of the country is almost...
And what are they doing during the day? If they go in for the night, do they come out during the day and they're acting in a menacing manner and they're snorting crack and they're snorting meth and then they go back to their bed in the shelter at night? That really doesn't do anyone much good. I mean, today on Venice Boulevard, I saw a gigantic encampment underneath the 405 freeway. Huge. There must have been 50 people just under the 405 overpass. I don't understand why there's these massive encampments and they look bigger than ever. And she's claiming, well, one third are taken off the streets. No, they're not. They may go in for a night or an hour or something, but the streets are still filled with these crazy people. Just so full of it. They're all so full of it. I'm just so sick of this.
And when she said the other gentleman, she was actually talking about another reporter who was essentially looking for a similar number. Because I get, again, when you say you've housed 14,000 people, the first thing all of us think, anybody driving around L.A., is have I actually seen, you know, as you mentioned, a one-third or whatever that would equate to? Because there's more than, I think, a few more than 40,000 homeless people. Have we seen that sort of reduction in homelessness? It doesn't appear that way to me. That's just line of sight.
Total horse crap.
But
I'm tired.
That's why we're asking the question.
I'm tired of people in government trying to fool me and tell me what I see with my own eyes doesn't exist. I see it with my own eyes. Don't tell me it doesn't exist. You're lying to me. Karen Bass is lying, whatever that other lady is, that convoluted answer. Well, it's the hardest data set to get is, you know, actually, well, shut up. Okay? You go there every night and you count them.
I think another place that we're going to see some possible political drama in the next few months, guys, is the mayor and the city council, all centered around her Inside Safe program. The LA City Council has approved $250 million to the mayor's program.
Jeez.
But this is where things may get tricky for Mayor Bass. The council approved $250 million to Inside Safe, but it was structured where they're going to give her $65 million up front. Then they're going to release funds as she gives them updates, and they can pull funding if they don't like what they're seeing, if they don't think this program is performing to their liking. Well, if you compare the first 100 days of Bass's administration versus the second, it seems like she's slowing down. The program housed 945 people in the first 100 days. Now, with the second 100 days almost approaching, she's at 378.
Look, this scam was pulled by Garcetti, and he was called out on it by the controller. What was that controller? Rod Galperin issued a report saying Garcetti's numbers were a load of crap, that they were just spinning the same bodies through over and over again, a night here, a night there, a night here, a night there, and then counting them, you know, 5 and 10 times over so they'd have a big total number. That's what she's doing. That's why we call her Bassetti. These are the same tried and true tricks that fool most of the media. Not you, though, obviously.
Well, that's because we have the alarm.
That's right.
I don't know why we're not playing that at this point.
I don't know. I think Eric locked up the alarm. We haven't heard it in a while.
So, all right. Blake, thank you very much for that report.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's Blake Trolley, who was covering Mayor Bassetti news event today to announce the latest on housing homeless people.
You know what? If I watch TV tonight and I see some dumbass TV reporter, and there's a lot of TV people listening to our show, you run a story tonight that says Karen Bass took 14,000 people off the street.
It's a precise number. 14,381 people were brought inside through various means.
How come they have that precise number? But then when you ask, well, how many of them are still there? You know, that's the hardest thing to count. Well, you just gave us a number right to the last digit.
Right, because one of the numbers is 8,000 people through LASA intakes. That's at Los Angeles Homeless Services.
Yeah.
That's the people that walk around. So you're right, John. Just because they wrote on a ticket, oh, they agreed to go to a shelter. Do we know if they stayed in the shelter more than a day? But no, they're on the statistic list for they've now got housing.
Yeah. And by the way,
and that's what's tricky about this. We're not going to know any of this until we see it with our own eyes, as you like to say.
No.
When you actually see, I mean, a few people have told us, and it's mixed, but that Venice has certainly gotten better. At least parts of it have. It's still got a lot of problems. But eventually, you know, people may say that about LA or never, that they're seeing some significant. And I drove around L.A. last weekend in various parts, but downtown and parts of the valley, horrible.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
No, downtown is horrendous. Why don't they clean up downtown? I mean that is supposed to be, 20 years ago, that was a jewel. It was this up-and-coming place where a lot of young people who were making, there were professionals making good money, and they were buying condos, and there were a lot of really nice restaurants that were opening up, and the Staples Center had just recently opened. 20 years ago, that the place was on fire.
But historically, they've always had a skid row. It's a dumping ground. That's where a lot of homeless are taken by towns and cities that don't want them.
It was like two blocks.
Yeah, now it's all over the place. She's driving the freeways downtown. Oh, my God, the trash and people.
Bass is lying to the media like Garcetti lied to the media, and the media, as always, amplifies the lies. And that's the world we live in.
News from San Francisco and San Diego on the homeless front. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Couple of developments in other cities dealing with homelessness, crime, and of course people leaving. Up in San Francisco, it was announced a while back that Nordstrom's was leaving a massive mall up there. It's called the San Francisco Center. It's in the heart of retail in San Francisco and its big shopping area. People knew that that was probably not good news because they were the main tenant there. Well, the company that owns that mall, Westfield, is walking away from the mortgage. They've told the bank, it's yours. We're not making any more payments. $558 million loan securing the property for Westfield. They're done.
Now, just last week, two hotels, the companies walked away from their loans. One was a 2,000-room hotel. The other was a 1,000-room hotel. I think it was $725 million
in loans. Yeah, the Hilton San Francisco Union Square and Park 55, I think, are the two hotels you're talking about, right?
And I read that there's 30 hotels owned by companies that are threatening to walk away from the loans.
Some that believe it could never be the same there. And, of course, like with everything else, the argument is, well, it's because there's a lot of remote work now. It's not the crime and the homelessness.
No, it is the crime and the homelessness because the hotel owners say that convention bookings are down very sharply for the next 5 years through 2027. So they don't see convention business coming to town. And that's what the hotels thrive on for part of their revenue. And if there's no conventions coming, then no one's going to book these rooms. Because people who work there don't book hotel rooms. Tourism is way down. The whole country has seen how disgusting it is.
Now, down in San Diego,
they're all such liars.
Relatively speaking, when it comes to homelessness, they only have 3,000 homeless people. Of course, it's a much smaller city than Los Angeles. But they've been dealing with a big uptick, at least the way they count and their numbers. They have seen a huge, a 32% increase in the number of unsheltered homeless people in the city of San Diego last year. 3,300 people, it is estimated, live outdoors. They are coming up with a plan to ban homeless encampments. And in some areas of the city, it doesn't matter if they don't have shelter space. So the ordinance is kind of split. In certain places, they have to have shelter space to make you leave. In other places considered public sensitive areas, you have to go, whether there's beds or there's not beds.
Good. Oh, perfect. But San Diego City Council did that, huh?
They're supposed to be doing it today.
Wow. Because they've been pretty left-wing wacky. And
They have been. I mean, the mayor down there is Todd Gloria, and he's kind of...
Yeah, he's a jackass.
They...
No, I mean, I hate these people. I hate them because San Diego is a really fun place. And San Diego was probably the most beautiful city I've ever seen in the country. And I just resent all these filthy progressives and their stupid policies just causing such degradation.
The areas we're talking about.
Everything they've touched has turned into a sewer.
Two blocks from shelters or schools, all city parks, riverbeds, canyons, waterfronts, and transit hubs. If you camp there, you can be removed even if there's no shelter space. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
And, of course, this article in the Tribune talked to a couple of guys hanging out in one of those places. Where do they want us to go? To prison? To jail? Yeah. Get a job, you bum.
Yeah.
Figure out your life for once. No one has ever forced these people to get their act together.
Why is it?
That's it.
Why is it?
And they all have a story. Right? Oh, I'm recovering. I have injuries. I have problems.
Yeah. Why is it our job to find a place for you to go? I don't care where you go. You just get out of my neighborhood and get out of the places I want to enjoy. Get out. Where am I supposed to go? That's your problem. You figure it out. I'm working. Everybody I know works. I don't know what you're doing all day. If you were going to work, you'd have a place to go to. Your problem, your fault. Get out.
All they did was talk to homeless people in this. And Aubrey Zach, 24 years old, has been homeless for 4 years, stays in a tent within two blocks of a transit hub. That means she's got to go.
Stop the homeless interviews.
They told us they're giving us an ultimatum. The ultimatum is either we get into a program or we go to a safe camping zone in Balboa Park.
Yep.
That'll be, or we go to jail. She's shocked by the ultimatum.
Can you imagine? What do they think the rest of the world is doing and paying for all their programs?
Oh, and then she said the next comment, looking at all the debris. Hey, I understand the mess people make. I do understand. Yeah. They do want to clean this up. It says a city council hearing was scheduled for 1 p.m. It's now 3:30. I don't know if they've decided this yet, but we'll see. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We were just talking about how San Francisco, as companies are walking away from major hotels and the Westfield Mall.
Yeah, stop making payments on mortgages, right?
Westfield Mall's walking away from their $558 million mortgage. The back end of the article is a bunch of amazing little facts. Do you know the building that houses the San Francisco Chronicle, which is a block away from the Westfield Mall, has a 60% vacancy rate? It will have it by the fall.
No.
Like Yahoo is moving out. You think the Chronicle writes all this left-wing slop? Their own building is going to be 60% vacant by September. They're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in the city because of all the businesses that have left and tax revenue. There's one office tower called 415 Natoma. It's 97% vacant. Foot traffic in San Francisco dropped from 9.5 million in 2019 to 5.5 million last year. It dropped 42%. Wow. 95 retailers in downtown San Francisco have closed since the start of the pandemic. More than 50% are gone. City has a budget deficit of $1.3 billion.
Now, you could make the case that this will finally bring down the rents and some of the other, so that, you know, the market system works and somebody decides to move in because it's not as expensive there anymore. It's possible.
Well, but people have to move back in. Are they going to move back in if it's disgusting?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll move back in because it's low. The real estate rents are low.
Yeah, but if they can't get shoppers and tourists, is it a disaster at any price?
Well, I mean, we've both been there. There aren't homeless and drug addicts everywhere in the city.
No, but in that area,
Just like with LA, there's parts of LA that still remain nice and to avoid.
The Westfield Mall is only 55% leased. Other Westfields on average are 93% leased.
No. I thought they were going to turn this into homeless housing. Wasn't that the idea? The empty buildings. I look at some of the stories about some of the crazy people that showed up today with the Trump indictment. Some guy put a pig's head on a stick and walked around with it.
A real pig's head?
Well, it just says a pig's head. I don't know if it was plastic or real. It just says a pig's head. Mm. Another guy who's anti-Trump dressed up in a prison outfit with the stripes and said, lock him up.
Is he the one who jumped in front of the limousine?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Dominic Santana. He was arrested. He tried to block Trump's motorcade from leaving the courthouse. He was screaming. Yeah. He's wearing a little outfit, like a prisoner's outfit.
They should have flattened him.
I think it's fake. Now I'm looking at the picture of the pig's head. Yeah,
better it looks be.
Like a, yeah, it looks like a big plastic head. It's pretty realistic looking, but I think it's fake.
You feel bad about pigs, too?
Otherwise, that would smell and be bloody. And
where have you been? Pigs are pets, not bacon.
If you missed one of the bigger stories in the last hour, current Price, the L.A. City Councilman, has been charged. This is not an indictment. This is the L.A. County District Attorney's Office charging him with 10 counts of embezzlement, perjury, and conflict of interest dealing with his wife and her companies she was associated with. And,
another corrupt bag of filth on the city council.
Fantastic. And in Sacramento, we didn't talk about this, but today is already June 13th. You know, that Thursday, they're supposed to come up with a budget, and they have that $31.5 billion deficit to deal with. It's quiet and underreported because they're all Democrats, so they're not going to point at each other and yell. Yeah. There are some Republicans up there making noise about what should be done, but they're not going to be. They'll be ignored.
That was another Newsom special from last night in Sean Hannity. He was claiming that he's not a profligate Democrat.
Profligate?
Which is his stupid word to describe a high spending politician.
Well, when you look at the stories, because what they have to do is take his proposed budget and come up with their own. He's correct in a certain sense from what I'm reading. They want to reinstate all the cuts he's been proposing to programs. Now, when you have a $31.5 billion deficit, what are you supposed to do?
But first of all, legally, they do have to make the cuts unless they want to raise taxes, and they're not going to do that.
It looks like they're shifting around money. They're taking stuff from reserves. They're taking stuff from also other places. That's what I'm seeing here in the stories.
Thing is, he went from $100 billion surplus to a $30 billion plus deficit. How could you say you're not a profligate spender? Of course you are. You went from a plus 100 to minus 32 billion.
Well, everything's relative. If this crowd in Sacramento had their way, most of them, not all of them, holy mackerel, they would have given away a lot more money. We'd be in a much bigger deficit than we have now. So Newsom is only, fiscally, what's the word he likes to use, sober?
Only in comparison.
Compared to this crazy crowd that's now ruling Sacramento. There's a social net that they'd like to drop on this state. You wouldn't believe how big it would be. It would cover everybody, all illegal aliens, for everything that there is. Of course, they still, John, are pushing for a universal health care in California. I think there's a couple of bills still floating around. We're going to take a look into them, but basically would eliminate private insurance. You're just going to have to be part of the big social experiment with universal health care in California.
Last couple of weeks of the year, you have to be on the lookout for see if somebody got a weird, costly bill that just didn't get any news coverage. Or they embedded the language of the bill inside an unrelated piece of legislation. You know, their gut and end process.
Oh, yeah, they do like to. They call them trailer bills, too.
Right, trailer bills. These are the addendums added to a main bill.
Oh, these are little sneak. We did the trailer bill story a few weeks ago. I forget what it was, but it was a real sneak attack that nobody was aware of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's no public discussion. They don't appear in hearings. The news media is too lazy, and there's too few reporters now, so nobody's covering this stuff. And then suddenly, in the last week of June, there's all kinds of horrendous, obscene things getting passed.
Well, apparently, Newsom also wanted to make some big cuts, $2 billion, to the transportation infrastructure package. But this crowd in Sacramento says, no, we need to save mass transit. Systems like BART, we've been talking about San Francisco, it's a doom loop there. The ridership has not recovered. It was never that great to begin with, and they are losing money. They're asking Sacramento for some bailout money.
How far down is San Francisco going to go? Because it seems to be spiraling rapidly now. I mean, the 30 hotel announcement, that's huge, right? The Westfield shopping
mall. This is the downtown area, which is, that's taken a huge hit because that's where the workers were.
Right.
But the shopping was.
But that's a lot of tax revenue. And they're going to be running budget deficits over $1 billion soon, which is a lot for a city of San Francisco's size, which means they're not going to have the money for all their social programs. This is going to be a Detroit situation very soon.
It could be. All right, we got more coming up. It's the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. On live from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. You missed stuff today? You missed stuff.
Good stuff.
John and Ken podcast called John and Ken On Demand. It'll be posted shortly after 4
Lock
o'clock.
Lock him up.
You can lock him up. It's going to be the whole year and a half, huh?
Afraid so. Right. He's not going anywhere.
No.
And as you said, this only makes him feel stronger and more powerful. Yeah. He loves the attention and doesn't matter. And negative, positive.
And on the other side, we have a deceased person.
Yes, nearly. Oh, yeah, I saw some poll this morning. USA Today, whatever, some agency. And it was close between Biden and Trump. But what I noticed, one third was missing. It was like 30-30. That explains a lot.
A lot of people are surrendering.
There was like 34% were not picking either one of them because they don't want either one of them.
Yeah. So that's 11 people will show up. It'll be 6-5. Who'll get the six?
A bill we're going to probably talk about more in depth tomorrow. Just want to give you a heads up. Listeners have been sending it. We got to find out more about it. Assembly Bill 957, the TGI bill, Transgender, Gender Diverse, and Intersex Youth Empowerment Act. Oh, good Lord. It already passed the state assembly. They're discussing it in the Senate. One of the things in there is that in custody battles, the parent that refuses to affirm a child's gender identity could be punished, could be considered abusive.
That is dangerous. That's wrong.
That sounds really
dangerous. That is wrong. Children, teenagers, they get affected by what's in the culture. And you could have a child who says that he's feels female or female says he feels male, and it doesn't mean he is. It means in that moment. I mean, suicide is contagious. There's suicide clusters in school. Anorexia is contagious. There's a whole emotional mental component to some of these things, and nobody knows for sure, but they've slapped on this word affirming care. And if you don't participate in affirming care, then we're going to take away your kid. That is wrong.
No, Times uses that dangerous word, gender affirming.
Gender affirming. That's what it is.
That's too absolute. That's how I look at that.
They haven't done the research. They don't know what's going on. It's a very fluid situation. When you're really young like that. And then to deny a parent custody because he thinks there's something inappropriate about the treatment his kid is getting. Oh, no. You know what? And they're going to wonder why there's a really, really strong blowback. Stuff like this. Can't do this stuff. This is getting into dangerous territory.
And now on the opposite end of this, in Orange County, police are looking for a guy that apparently sexually assaulted a woman sort of in a crosswalk. I've never seen this kind. They actually have, of course, the video from cameras. Apparently, the suspect was running away from streets called Scholarship and Graduate near UC Irvine's North Campus. Apparently, this woman, he followed her, and then as she was, he groped her. He tried to restrain her and groped her from behind as she walked across a road. It's like a young white guy they're looking for.
Yeah, they had so many video cameras.
It won't be long before somebody knows who he is.
But I saw last night there were like shots from three different angles, and they got a clear shot of his face.
You would think near a university, there's probably lots of surveillance cameras just because there's so much that can go on in a college.
Somebody must have recognized him.
But how weird. I mean, he couldn't help himself. He had to. Apparently, she was warming up, like doing little jogging things in a parking lot, and he was watching her, and then he followed her, and then he grabbed her. Don't doubt they know each other, but don't know any more than that on the story.
Yeah, just I wonder what drug he was whipped up on.
Yeah.
You do, because that rarely happens, you know, out in public like that in daylight.
Right. Right. I mean,
he must have been out of his mind on something. Conway has just walked in the room here.
Hey now. Put the mic sock on. There you go. Hey, we have at least 10 people shot in Denver after the big celebration last night.
Now, was that more violent than L.A.?
I don't know.
The L.A. Laker riots, was there shootings?
Yeah, we usually try to dominate that that space.
L.A. seems to be into fires, I remember.
Yeah, well, you need burners, jumpers, runners, breakers, and car flippers. You need five ingredients.
Five categories?
Yeah, for a good riot. And they had them all. Walt Disney's home is up for rent in Los Feliz. So you can go rent Walt Disney's home. That's kind of exciting. And then Westfield is pulling out of the downtown San Francisco location. I've been there before. Beautiful, old, unbelievable mall. And they said, F it.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say that.
Well, basically, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
The financial version.
They were that blunt about it. They said to the bank, F it.
Yeah.
It was, that's right.
One of the it's guys yours.
Scrawled it on a memo, sent it to the bank, F it. We're out.
I guess they owed.
Imagine how many years did they put payments into that? They're just walking away.
Yeah. Well, they still owe $538 million on that loan.
That must be a massively expensive. That's huge. That mall. It's the one where you go up many floors.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So there's like Nordstrom on every floor.
Yep.
Right.
So the banks loaned all this money. They're not going to get the money back.
No.
They've got buildings that they're not going to be able to rent out or sell at a decent price.
Two hotels.
Yeah. How long does it? Then there could be 30 hotels where the owners walk away. So how long does it take before there's like some bizarre banking crisis where banks start folding?
Yeah.
Much debt they can't handle.
But I think the people in San Francisco want it that way. They want it to go back to like, 1493 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
All the buildings are gone.
They did it to themselves.
Yeah. It is. You'll be able to get a deal there in a couple of years. You know, like a big, huge house.
That's what I was saying. That's
$12.
Right. The market will take over. People will come back.
Yes. Yeah, the market will take over. The cops will start arresting people, and it'll turn around.
Yeah,
it'll be
if they get different politicians.
Right. Yeah.
You got to get the tourists back. You got to get the convention scene back.
Yeah, and they don't have any conventions up there right now.
No, nobody wants to come.
Yeah, they have one convention in August, then another one in November.
You got to get rid of it.
Two the whole year, huh?
Yeah, and they're not big ones.
No.
You know, it's like
clowns. Convention.
One of them was straws.
Straws?
Yeah.
Oh, the straw people.
The straw contingency.
Plastic versus paper.
That's right. I wonder how many booths are at a straw convention. Well, this guy's got plastic. That guy's got paper.
I got compost.
Oh, yeah. That's the new hybrid they have now.
Compost.
Yeah, the straw that can be composted.
All right. Well, we
Dig
live
dog.
On. We move on. Dig dog with
everybody. You're headed in. Dig Come dog. On. Take over.
All right. Conway Crozier is the news. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.